Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
For many years now, Mazzotti's on the Plaza in Arcata has been a Humboldt County tradition when it comes to fine Italian dining. But did you know that Mazzotti's is also famous for its great steaks and seafood? So when at Mazzotti's, you have a choice. Authentic Italian food, steaks, seafood, or all three. Remember, when it's time to celebrate, go ahead. Live, love, and laugh at Mazzotti's. On the Plaza Arcata, of course.
This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment on KINS Radio. Once a year, the Heritage Foundation publishes its President's Essay. For 2012, President Edwin Fulner wrote the essay about the American conservative movement. President Fulner writes about conservatives that we have all heard about, such as Russell Kirk, Milton Friedman, Ronald Reagan, and William F. Buckley, Jr. But he also cites others, such as F.A. Hayek, Ludwig von Mises, Richard Weaver, and Norman Podhertz. Frederick von Hayek was a Nobel Prize winner in economics. He was intrigued by the mind of man, the markets he has made, and the way those markets have made man and society what they are today. Hayek's greatest accomplishments was his profound treatise that man does not and cannot know everything, and when he acts as if he does, disaster follows. Does that remind you of anyone in Washington, D.C. right now? Ludwig von Mises wrote that a socialist system cannot make rational economic decisions because the only way to determine whether resources are used effectively is to calculate profit and loss. Von Mises believed that the true Western social philosophy is individualism, meaning that the individual is free to think, to choose, and act without being constrained by government. Richard Weaver wrote two books that have become classics, The Ethics of Rhetoric and Ideas Have Consequences. The second book, published in 1948, centered on modern conservative ideas. He had three proposals for our country. First, that we must defend the right of private property. Second, we have an entitlement mentality. And third, that man will prevail over the dark forces of our time. Norman Podhertz, a liberal at the beginning, found more rational thinking in the conservative philosophy. For 35 years, Mr. Podhertz edited the Commentary magazine, originally liberal, later became a critic of the radical left. He rejected charges of the left that America was racist or imperialistic. In 2004, Norman Podhertz received the Medal of Freedom from President George W. Bush. The honor was for his patriotism. I will talk more about conservatives in future community comments, but I was just reminded that Senator Jim DeMint from South Carolina resigned from the United States Senate in order to take over the presidency of the Heritage Foundation. I leave you with a point to ponder. Don't you think that these authors, originally on the left bank, found a more hospitable and rational home in the conservative movement? This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.